it's much more prevalent than a lot of people would expect.
Could you give me a few examples of sort of what sort of happens in these sort of relationships, please?
Yes, what can happen in these relationships is that domestic abuse is learned behaviour. So unfortunately, if children and young people have grown up and they've experienced domestic violence in the home, then quite often if the perpetrator leaves the home, the oldest child quite often takes on the role of the perpetrator and can continue that behaviour within the home, or will carry that behaviour on within their own relationships.
How much responsibility is there on a parent to sort of teach their children the right and wrongs of adult relationships?
Well, it is the responsibility of parents, but if there's one parent in the whole home that is a perpetrator and is using power and control behaviour and tactics to control their other partner, the children, the home, the finances, then unfortunately that child isn't getting the opportunity to learn another way of conducting healthy relationships.
It's not just physical but emotional abuse as well, psychological, I would assume.
That's correct, yes. And it's also control and coercion. And I think it's really important now that legally the importance of recognising control and coercion within relationships is being reflected of in how it's being dealt with within the law as well.
That's the thing. I mean, we talk about as teenagers, peer pressure is a big deal. I mean, do you think a lot of people go along with this because they don't want to make a fuss? They think that's what is acceptable in a relationship as well.
For victims in a relationship, if they're being excessively controlled, then obviously they're quite frightened. And depending on the amount of control that's being coerced over them, if they haven't got the information and the knowledge about what is happening, they don't know necessarily how to deal with it or how to get advice and support. And that's why it's so important that programs being delivered into schools, whether it's primary and junior schools or whether it's for teenagers, it's so important that they get this information and the education and on how they can prevent repeating the cycle of abusive relationships in their own lives. Because if they're growing up in that family environment where unfortunately they are exposed to domestic violence and abuse within relationships, where else are they going to get the positive information that they need to know that actually they've got a choice and they haven't got to accept that?
I suppose a lot of people go, hang on a minute, primary school children, should they be learning about this? But you're right, any kid, any age is going to be, you know, going to be able to open their eyes and see and hear what is going on.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, if children aren't being exposed to it in their own home, which we really hope a lot of children aren't, but unfortunately we know that's not the case by the statistics, you know, the other area where young children are being exposed to abuse, if you like, is bullying in the playground. And that's, you know, another form of power and control that young children are learning over other children.
Can you give me a brief outline about exactly what sort of things the kids will be learning about in their lessons?
Yes, when the Butterfly Foundation goes into junior schools, we deliver the Safer Relationship Project,